Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, who or what has made you mad? Got to get involved, 615-737-1025. 737-1025. Happy hour with Chase McCabe at Tin Roof. I don't know what that entails. That's all it says.
It
just says happy hour with Chase McCabe at Tin Roof.
It is.
Tin Roof where? Is that to be determined?
TBD and a time TBD. We're going to be cautious, obviously. We're going to make sure that it's the right time and everybody's good and social distancing, all that stuff. So there's a lot of TBD, but it is a...
I mean, is this over like water and bread? I mean, what does this entail? What does that mean? Happy hour?
You know what happy hour is? You go and you have drinks and hang out and talk.
I don't know. What are the specifics? Like, how many drinks? Is it one drink? Is it two drinks? Is there food attached to this? What is it? Or is it just hanging out with you?
It's hanging out with food and drinks, and there are gift cards involved.
I don't think this has been thought through.
No, it has been thought through. It's happy hour. I was asked, would you do this? I said yes.
But you didn't bother to ask about any, like, fine
I said
details.
Where? Tin Roof. We'll have gift cards. That's what I was told.
Okay.
Gift cards cover things.
They do. They do pick up the tab.
I'm waiting for somebody to be like, can I just have the gift cards? Chase doesn't have to come.
We're just waiting for somebody to call. Apparently,
I know,
this is not working. No one's really interested.
This is embarrassing.
Wow. Do we have the crickets sounder?
This is
Elijah.
This is pretty much like Tinder. Nobody's interested.
Wow. Let's go to Jimmy.
Hey, before we go to Jimmy, guys, real quick, I just saw this on Nashville Severe.
No, I just made that up. There is no Jimmy. Jimmy the Cricket, okay?
No, Jiminy Cricket. Well done. Okay, quick serious note, guys. Tornado warning for Williamson County until 12:15. So if you're in Williamson County or heading that
Murray,
way.
Murray, Hickman, Dixon, Williamson.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is serious stuff. So the warning means serious.
All right.
Next
people are starting to, so be weather aware. I just moved my car to a covered area. So during a break, because I just left in the driveway. I know people are calling in. We're getting people lined up. Are we submitting our lists like we usually do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, who's leading off?
And then we'll get to Jiminy.
Yes.
Okay. I think Jiminy's on the line, I think.
I've stated this as sort of a theme earlier in the week, so I'll just make mine quick because I want to get to these people because I'm very curious.
Oh, there are people now?
We're loaded up.
Okay. Oh, we got them loaded.
We're going to load it up.
Okay.
Come on. People want to hang with Chase.
Did you say we're going to or it's lines are loaded?
Hey, we got three right now.
Oh, we're going to load it up.
Okay.
737-1025. This is a no-brainer. It just takes a little prompting.
Well, the other prizes were loaded up in like 20 seconds.
Elijah, I'm taking a no, little bit no ladies? No girls no. that were participating?
Not yet, and that's why I was going to hop on and say, disclaimer, for anyone listening, Chase is very, very handsome.
He is
very single.
Thank you.
Chase is very a 10, single. And he is very, very single. On a scale of 1 to 10, he is 10 on the single
he
scale
is,
as well.
26 when it comes to single, 1 to 10. He's a 26.
So on my list, very simply, I've said this throughout the week. Don't come at me with the 2020, man. What are you going to do? I'm not hearing it. We cannot let this define us. At least not for me. So on my list, if you're going to come at me with the, hey, man, it's just another reason. That's so 2020, man. What are we going to do? I'm not hearing it. We got a lot of challenges. I'm busting through. We're not going to let this define us. If there's one way that's cut off, we're going to find another way. Or at least we're going to do everything we can to try to find another way. So very simply, if you want to make the T-shirt, oh, that's so 2020, or hey, man, 2020, what are you going to do? Then
you just made the list.
Okay.
Well said.
All right. I'm going to just go back to something I referenced on the show on Wednesday with Tim Hasselbeck, and that's when it was just coming out. So Tim really wasn't aware of it, and a lot of people weren't because it had just come out. There's a very, very lengthy article in the Washington Post about basically the culture of the Washington football team and their owner, Daniel Snyder, and what has been going on behind the scenes involving cheerleaders and just the culture in that building. It's pretty alarming. I don't think anybody would, you know, be shocked by that. No way. Wow. They're, you know, they were acting inappropriately behind the scenes. Washington? Daniel Snyder? No way. That doesn't even sound believable. It's not a woman. It's not a couple of women. It's not a handful of women. It's a lot of women that all kind of have like the same stories. And yeah, it's a mess. And I'll say this again. It's time for Jerry Richardson was told sell Carolina. It's time the NBA made Clippers sell. It's time for the NFL to step in and tell Daniel Snyder to get out. It's time for him to move on down the road. Take his money and move on down the road.
Do you feel like they've been a
joke for two decades anyway on his watch? And then when you read this sickening, very long, detailed story in the Washington Post, it's time for him to move on down the road.
Do you feel like that'll happen, that the NFL will do that?
I hope so. If we're serious about change,
yeah,
and change should encompass a lot of things, it shouldn't just stop at, you know, racial inequalities. It shouldn't stop there. You know, this is protecting females and their rights, and, you know, it's disgusting. And so, no. Yes. Should it and will it? Yes, I hope so. Getting back to turning the corner and moving forward progress and getting good things going in the right direction, I hope so. I have to believe, yes. I don't know the legalities of that, Chase. I don't know what it takes to remove somebody or make them sell their franchise. I don't know how that works. I'm not an attorney. But it's time for Daniel Snyder to get out of the NFL. It's time for him to move on down the road.
I agree with you.
So, Washington football team, Daniel Snyder, and kind of just the inside the walls, the mentality that's been going on, the culture that's been going on in that building for way too long.
You just made the list!
Watching this tornado warning that's currently in Williamson County moving this direction towards Nashville, so just keep an eye on that. As and we'll keep you abreast of that situation. Here's mine. So before I went and did the Nashville SC game, I guess it was last Saturday, I stopped at a convenience store to grab a couple of drinks to take with me to have during the game, and there was a huge line of people. and they have it, have you kind of spread out throughout the store to socially distance. So I'm waiting in line, and it's a situation where I'm already getting irritated because I can see that there's another employee that could open a second line, and that hasn't happened yet. It does happen eventually, but still standing there with a lot of people having to wait. So finally, second line opens up, and some people move out. They ask me to stay in the line I'm in, so I do. And I get to the point where I'm about to walk up to check out. And this is where we have a daily double, two people going on the list. Out of nowhere, this lady walks up, blatantly cuts in front of me, goes up to check out. And I'm thinking, all right, well, this is a blatant violation. And then I'm thinking, okay, the clerk is going to say, no, you just cut in front of this guy. Doesn't happen. Starts ringing her up. And I go, well, do we not have lines? Like, do we not have lines anymore? And they're like, oh, sorry, didn't see you. No, you did. You saw me. You both saw me. You saw me standing right here. I am a large fella. I'm right here. There's no way you didn't see me. And finally, the other clerk is like, just come over here. I'll check you out. Could see that I'm upset. I'm like, do we just ignore lines now in 2020? So I went to the other line, checked out, left, but I was very upset. Said it to both of them. So those two people.
You just made the list.
Blatant violation. Cutting in line. Not cool. Not cool at all. I feel better.
You just made the list.
Good. Do we have anyone on the line?
There are three people on the line still.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't see the names. So maybe you have that in front of you.
Oh, okay. I'll go.
I don't have any names, so
let's go to Barrett. Barrett will lead us off.
Happy birthday, gentlemen!
Thank you,
Barrett.
If I am not mistaken, I do believe I was the very first caller to 102.5 The Game, because it had been a long awaited triumphant return for Darren and Bruce Hopkins, and I'll never forget that day. It's It doesn't seem like it was 9 years ago, but I reckon it was. They played The Party's Over by Journey all night before and all morning until you came on with Kickstart My Heart. And for whatever reason, I was working outside, and I just left it on. So I probably listened to that thing for 5 or 6 hours. And anyway, congratulations.
And the jackhammer, too. There was the jackhammer that constantly was going for like 24 hours.
I remember that.
Right. Under construction, yeah. And but so anyway, I don't even have a list. I just want to congratulate you guys. You've really built something really special there. And aside from Stillman, of course, let's put him on the list. Just for continuity. You know, keep that streak going.
Okay.
But besides for him, you've done a really great thing, and it's killer radio. And it's always a joy. I love your guests. Bringing that Mr. Bird back more often, I might have a new baseball fan. But
all right.
Thanks for all you do, and congratulations, guys. I hope you have a heck of a weekend.
Thank you, Barrett.
He doesn't want to win a happy hour with me either.
Well, he may be. He didn't. I mean, he could still be eligible.
He is.
He didn't say you had to put somebody on the list. He's, you know, a loyal listener. He's been listening for 9 years, and we appreciate that. He's been listening longer than that. But and we appreciate it. And I don't recall offhand. I don't even remember. I think Buster Olney was a guest. I think Jeff Fisher was the guest. I think Mayor Carl Dean was a guest. It's nice when the mayor comes on the show. That's always nice. I think Mayor Carl Dean was on the show.
Remember listening to that.
Yeah. But Barrett very well could have
been. Wasn't Trotsy
the first call? I think Barry Trotz. Yep. Could have been on there for sure. So
I know Jeff Fisher was the first guest of Darren and Derek. I do remember that because I booked it. But I don't remember. I remember listening to that first show. Obviously, I wasn't here yet.
Yeah.
And it was actually, just to correct Barrett, it was Time to Play the Game by Motorhead.
It was.
That was the song.
It was not
song.
Kickstart. That's right. I guess we still have not found the open yet.
Elijah?
No.
No.
No prevail. But
Elijah's trying to find me friends to go to happy hour, though.
I'm just one man, man.
You are.
Let's go. Elijah's doing his part. He's trying.
He is.
Let's go to Nate. Nate, who or what is on your list?
All right. Brian Urlacher is on my list.
Okay.
You just made the list.
Obviously, I don't know if you've heard the comments he made regarding the Jacob.
It was a tweet, wasn't it?
Jacob Blake comments, and he liked a free Kyle Rittenhouse, who was the 17-year-old vigilante who was walking the streets shooting people who were protesting. But he also made disparaging comments regarding the NBA boycott in lieu of the Jacob Blake incident. So he's on my list.
I'm looking at his Twitter account right now. Did he delete that? Did he take that tweet down?
He has not responded. I know as of this morning, it was 4 hours in, he hadn't responded. I know one of his teammates, Matt Forte, sent a pretty good comment back to him that was pretty harsh. So maybe they're out hashing it out right now.
Yeah, I don't see that tweet. I'm pretty sure when I saw it, it was on Twitter, I think, unless it was maybe another social media platform. But as of right now, looking at his Twitter account, that tweet is no longer available.
Yeah, I'm sure the Bears actually put out a statement, obviously not agreeing with his comment. So he probably took it down after all of that. So.
Okay, well, thank you, Nate. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Did you guys see it?
I did not.
Yeah, I saw it, and then I knew. Yeah, I knew it was gone. So I don't remember exactly how he worded it, but I know that he's been on a few lists this week because of it.
Yeah, I've been trying to find the. Like I said, I think it's been deleted. Which, once again, if that's how you feel, then why would you delete it?
Right.
I felt compelled to put that out there. I don't see. I was trying to. Without just paraphrasing, I was trying to come up with the actual what he put out there, but I can't find it.
Tornado warning, Dixon County, Murray County, Hickman, and Williamson, kind of in the Fairview, Kingston Springs, Lyles. That's kind of the path of the storm, so I'm keeping up with it here. But just get to your safe place if you're in those areas, that there is a tornado warning, like I said, for Dixon, Murray, Hickman, and Williamson counties right now.
He said Brett Favre played – this was his tweet. Brett Favre played the Monday Night Football game the day his dad died, threw 4 touchdowns in the first half, and was a legend for playing in the face of adversity. NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for a knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. That was his original tweet. Like I said, since then, that's all gone away. And as you can imagine, the minute you saw that, the minute I saw it, I was like, well, Brian Urlacher realizes what's coming his way next.
Yeah, I mean, very – obviously two very, very different situations and poor choice of words by him.
I believe that Monday Night Football game was – it was a Monday Night Football game, and I believe it was against the Raiders, if memory serves me correct. He had like a career night. Willie, does that sound right, Raiders?
I don't remember who it was against. I thought I actually had that memory.
It was the Raiders.
It was the Raiders? Okay.
Irrelevant to the current situation, I would say.
Yep. Let's go to Tony. Tony, who or what is on your list?
Guys, I got a double whammy. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And my double whammy is, this is what I know, because this guy's on everybody's list, I do believe. The frog hair man. The guy needs to quit wearing his brother's large shirt, his little brother's large shirt, and quit leaning up against the truck because he's going to pop a button off. He tries to fill his work shirt out looking like Ed Hockley of the heat and air profession. And if he don't watch it, he's going to pop a button. He's going to have a wardrobe malfunction. That's what I know. That guy's made my list and everybody's list. And I also know your two previous callers, substance wasn't as good as that, and I should win the prize. Thanks.
Mm. All right. All right.
How about that?
Tony wants to hang out with me.
I was just saying, well, Tony wants to hang somebody wants to hang out with Chase.
I'll drink a beer with you, but I'll drink it with my wife first.
We'll bring her.
Hey, she'll drink one with us.
There you go.
Thank you, Tony.
Hey, thank you, guys. Great job. Happy birthday, and hopefully another 9 years soon. Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. 615-737-1025. Still got time. Still got time. Tony's great. I'm just saying. I just want everybody to have their opportunity to hang out with the Chaser. My friends texted me and said, every time we have happy hour, we've already won with you. So I appreciate that.
But where are they? They should call in. They could get a free.
Are they eligible?
Free night out.
Yeah.
Why aren't they? Why aren't they?
There's no restrictions there.
Didn't say Chase's friends can't call in.
That's true. We didn't say that.
No. You're not eligible. Well, you are eligible.
I mean, I'm a part of it.
You're a part of it. So, yeah.
I'm the prize. See, you guys win every day because you have me.
Yeah. I feel like we win every day.
Say it five times every hour.
You guys win.
All right. Let's step away and take a break. We'll come back. Tony Kemp, looking forward to this. It's been a little bit of time before we've caught up with him. It's time to talk to him, and we will do that on the other side of Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nashville SC is back at it Sunday as they'll face Miami FC. That's at 7:30 p.m. The game will be broadcasted on 94.9. Pregame will start at 7:15. So Nashville SC back on the pitch after falling to Orlando on Wednesday 3-1. So they're trying to get back in their winning ways. They collected points against Dallas in two straight matches, even recorded their first ever win, and they'll try to get back on that winning path starting Sunday night against Miami FC. That is a road game, correct, Chase? Are you working it?
No, it's a home game.
That is a home game, so that'll
Sunday,
be the first one.
Yep. Okay. They'll be here Sunday night.
So Sunday night, that'll be at Nissan?
Yep, be in the booth and be able to engineer that. That'll be fun.
All right. We will have another prize to give away. Oh, do we have another prize for this hour, or was that the prize?
No, the happy hour is the prize.
That was so hour. That was just tied
it's
into
a big
you
prize.
Just made the list.
I mean, you can't that can't overshadow any other prizes right there. The happy hour with Chase, that's a huge thing. That's got to take center stage for an hour.
I would think so. That's a big prize.
We've got a lot of autographed pucks, Predators autographed pucks.
Yep.
In the 1 o'clock hour to give away, I mean, lots between trivia and birthday prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, a lot of autographed pucks.
It'll be good.
That should be a lot of fun.
I helped
sort
through
those.
Gosh,
I'm looking at it. It's like the whole roster. Pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
There's a lot. Okay. So that'll be the final hour of the program where we will have trivia. We should have Tony Kemp here.
He's ready to go.
Just a moment.
He's ready
okay,
to go.
He is on the line with us. Let's say hello and good afternoon to former Commodore, now with the Oakland Athletics. We were just talking about him the other day with his an incredible slide back to third base. Tony, how the heck are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. It feels like history has always repeated itself with you guys.
By the way, take us through that game real quick against the Rangers. You were what, attempting to steal home?
No, it was the runners on first and third, chopper to third base, one out. I was going on contact, and
okay.
Frazier got the ball through home, had a little bit of a low throw, and once I saw that, I kind of figured that was my best chance to get out of the rundown as quick as possible, and so go back to third base. And try to get the tag, and I just avoided it the best way I could with the swim move, and it worked out great.
Well, I didn't see it live, so obviously I was mistaken on the setup, because it went viral, and I saw all the viral videos that were out there, and I was like, all right, look at that back. I'm going to show that to my team on how to get back to third base. Have you ever had a play like that?
Oh, man. Yeah, it kind of getting back to third base, I was just trying to do anything I could, and then I get labeled the magician and stuff like that. So it's fun. It was a hectic day on the base pass, but we got the win, so that's all that mattered.
Yeah. You know that we talked to you several months ago, pretty powerful conversation. I did tell the story just this week that I had my first fantasy football draft on Sunday, or last Saturday, and I wore your shirt. And one of the things that I love about your shirt is when I wear it out, it always sparks a conversation, because it never fails. At least somebody is going to ask me. It's usually plural. Somebody's are going to come up to me and ask me about the shirt. Never fails. And that's what I love about it, is it creates conversation.
Awesome. Yes, that's the goal.
And how's that been going, by the way, since you unveiled Plus One and you've been behind that? How's that been going?
I mean, it's surpassed anything that I could ever imagine for what the campaign stood for. And, just having uncomfortable conversations about race and, racism in America and what's going on. And, have these tough conversations with your friends and people who you just meet, and, saying that there's a lot of things in the world right now that aren't right. And the campaign has been doing amazing, and obviously with the protests and us not playing yesterday, it's a historic time in sports history, being able to say, hey, there's bigger things in sports right now. We need to take a step back and let people understand that there are bigger issues right now. And that kind of ties in with the Plus One effect of being able to talk to people about these issues. And, these aren't just hot day topics. These topics are issues that we've been dealing with for years and years down the road. So, I've been very pleased with how people have been responsive, especially the Oakland A's organization, and where it's led to today. And, when I wear this shirt, I get asked what it is, and I get the conversations going too. So, the Plus One effect is, it's still in full swing, and it's still full steam ahead. So I'm happy to say that.
I really thought that months ago, and I have felt this way until this week, I really felt like we had turned a corner. I felt like things were moving in the right direction, and I felt good about that. I just thought there were a lot of good things happening. Change was happening. We had some great conversations with people like yourself and others. Kevin Weeks is a guy that stands out. I mean, I don't even want to start naming names, because there were so many great conversations and interviews that we had on the show, and I felt good about where we were going, and it was going in the right direction. And then this happened, and Kenosha happened, and I had to get on here and say, well, I thought things were going in the right direction, but how can I possibly feel like we've turned a corner and we're going in the right direction if months later we're having this discussion again?
Yeah, this is not to say that this won't happen again, but, that's kind of why we decided not to play yesterday, is because we wanted to bring awareness of what's going on and how much of an issue this is of police violence and police brutality in the years that has led up to this point. So it's a stepping stone. It's, we're not going to solve these issues in one day, one or two days. This is going to be a building block to how we can solve and how we can be a change in the world that we want to see today. And, the toughest part is saying, when will it end? And, I did an interview earlier today talking about, it was 57 years since Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, and we're still fighting the same things that he fought, and especially with John Lewis and all the good trouble that he got into, we're actually still in the same boat. So yes, we're having building blocks towards change, but we are still fighting the same fight that these wonderful men have been fighting ever since they came into this world.
Talking to Tony Kemp, former Vanderbilt Commodore, former Centennial High School star, now playing for the Oakland A's, who, by the way, have the second-best record in Major League Baseball right now. Powerful team. Tony, I thought of Plus One Effect. Part of the component, one of the components of your have the conversation is have it with somebody that's got a different background than yours. I thought about that when I watched the tape of the press conference between with the Dodgers and Mookie Betts talking about how the decision was made for the Dodgers to sit out the game a couple of nights ago, and Clayton Kershaw standing by his side and sort of recapping how the conversation went. I just thought that was really symbolic about what has to happen, right, for others that maybe at one point in their life weren't engaged in this as much, maybe hadn't thought about it as much. That was just a great example of what I think you're trying, what you've been trying to get going here with these, with this Plus One.
Yeah, and, you know, just being with our teammates and talking with them, and they're just like, we stand with you. We, you know, we don't know what it's like to have, you know, a black skin or a different color skin in America and the world we live in right now, but we can empathize with you, and we're with you. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that, you know, me, Marcus, and Chris Davis kind of felt talking with our team and saying what, you know, what we wanted to do as a team. And all the support has been, you know, it means a lot because, you know, these guys are hurting. You know, we're hurting, and, you know, we could get a call about, you know, this could be our brother, our cousin getting detained by a police officer, and we might not be able to talk to that person again. So, you know, these conversations are important, and, you know, obviously they're uncomfortable, and obviously they're just real. And I think it's important that you be 100% transparent with the person, you know, when you're talking with them. And even with the, you know, the protests yesterday, you know, a bunch of the guys, you know, you're going to look back on this day and you're going to see how monumental these last couple of days were, that athletes were willing to not play games because of the social injustices that have been shown in America. So it's been an important last couple of days.
This is always the tough question, Tony, and we spent pretty much our whole show yesterday trying to get to this, and that is where do we go from here? And it's a hard question because it can't be solved with a magic wand today. But what do you think about when you think about what's next?
I think the best thing that I saw that I can tell people is a member of the Red Sox organization, I think he was a coach, he came out and he said, you know, we aren't playing today, and I hope that a kid will turn on the TV and ask, why aren't the Oakland A's or the Boston Red Sox or the Philadelphia Phillies, why aren't they playing today? And we hope that the parents have to have a real conversation with their kids and say, you know, unfortunately these events happened, and have to explain to their kid why athletes are standing up for what they believe in. And that's where it starts. It starts with the generations. It starts with the younger generations. It starts with the kids who are going to be growing up in America, because they need to see the changes that we are trying to make, and we need them to be on the same, you know, the same wavelength that we are on. So that's the biggest goal in mind. You know, obviously in my mind is just to get those kids' mindset switched in the right direction to be able to understand, you know, why we did what we did. And, you know, you can't really see the change that's happening, and especially with the Plus One Effect, you really can't see unless someone shares a story with you, but you just have to believe that more and more conversations are being had and more views are being changed. And, yeah, we're not going to see all the change we want in one day, but we definitely can say that we stood up for what we believed in, and this is a stepping stone to more change that is going to happen in the world.
Good stuff. Tony Kemp with us. Tony, I do want to ask you, one, about your team, because it really looks like you got something special going with this team that you joined this year. That they have been a good team the last couple of years, but it just seems like there's more and more waves and layers of talent, and you guys look like you got a chance to do something special here.
Yeah, I always say that, especially playing against these guys on the other side, being with Houston, but now being with them, it's awesome. They're a bunch of grinders, man. It's a bunch of guys, just some blue-collar guys who just get on the baseball. They don't have a lot of – it's not a lot of flashy, not a lot of flair, but just a bunch of hard workers and guys who, when they get in between the lines, they're serious about their craft. And it's cool to see. I feel like I fit right in because, you know, obviously coming up through undersized and just being able to always play with a chip on my shoulder, I feel like that is what the Oakland A's is about. And, you know, the history, what this team has had, and, you know, they've been knocking on the door, and I feel like, you know, this is a year that we go deeper in the playoffs, and everybody believes it, and everybody, you know, they have that it factor. Everybody has that it factor, and if it's not Marcus Semien or Matt Chapman one night, it's Ramon Laureano, Robbie Grossman, or Stephen Biscotti the other night. So everybody picks each other up, and everybody kind of passes the baton and, you know, picks each other up throughout the game. So I would say that's the biggest part of, you know, why our team has been successful.
We're talking to Tony Kemp, member of the Oakland Athletics, and they'll play the Astros later on tonight. But, Tony, we always relate in sports to a number, whether it's your favorite player or what have you. You wear that number growing up. But obviously 42 means so much to Major League Baseball and Jackie Robinson, his legacy. When you have the opportunity to don that jersey, to put that number on, how does that affect you personally?
Yeah, I mean, for the past couple of years, every time I put that jersey on, you know, I get chills because I know that I wouldn't be in a spot, I wouldn't be having the career I have in the big leagues right now without, you know, this man, Jackie Robinson, who not only broke down all these barriers, but continued to play at a high level with all the hate that surrounded him. And all of the, you know, the death threats that he received, he persevered through it all. And especially what we're going through in our country right now, I can't think of a better way to honor him tonight, you know, to put on that jersey and just to show, like, it's time for him. And the things that he did are, I can't imagine what he went through, but he played at a high level. He was a great teammate, and you could see how hard he played on the field. And you know, to wear 42, you know, I can't really describe it. I can't express in words how much it means, but it's a special feeling. It's a special feeling to me.
Are all of you guys going to wear that tonight, or just you?
Usually in the big leagues, everybody gets the 42 jersey, and so we'll see. We'll see what they have in our lockers. Hopefully everybody's wearing it.
Yeah. Do you remember, Tony, the first time you studied or learned about Jackie Robinson growing up?
Yeah, I was in sixth grade. There's actually a picture of me. I was in sixth grade, and we were doing anybody who's famous, you had to do a two-page report on it, and I had a big poster board of Jackie Robinson, and I played for the Franklin Storm at the time. When I was 12 years old, and I even wore the jersey and put Robinson on the back, and I had a whole presentation about Jackie Robinson when I was 12 years old. So
you put Robinson on the back of your baseball jersey. You played with Robinson on the back
for the project.
I oh, okay, Robinson okay.
for the visual effects. So that was probably the first time that I really dove in and really got to know what Jackie was about. And, you know, at a young age, I could even remember being inspired, and I still feel the same way today.
We have a kid on our baseball team, on our 8U baseball team, that his number has always been Altuve, and whenever we were doing numbers for this upcoming season a couple of months ago, his dad told me that he did not want him to have Altuve's number anymore. And you don't have to comment on that. I'm just telling the story. And he wanted to change it to 42. And so he's been 42 for us all season because of that.
Wow.
And I love it. I absolutely love it.
That is. Yeah, I mean, the the more I see how kids grow up, you understand that they're just sponges and how smart and how fast they learn. And, yeah, if you can send a message, tell that kid I'm proud of him.
I absolutely will.
Tony, one thing that we've talked about on the show that's been kind of cool is there's a group here in town that they're trying to bring Major League Baseball to Nashville. And the name that they would call this team would be the Nashville Stars, which is paying homage to the Negro Leagues. When you hear that and you see some of the – and I know a lot of teams have celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues and just the history that they had, the impact that they had. What does that mean to you when you hear things like that?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, if they do come to Nashville and they do pay all those – tribute to the Negro Leagues, I mean, I would love to be a part of it one day, especially being close to home and especially what it means. It's deep-rooted, and, you know, these guys, you just have to understand and wrap your head around it. Like, you know, these black players weren't even allowed to, you know, be on the same field as white players, and I can't even imagine that, and they decided to make their own league, and you know, who knows all the stats and the statistical things that could have happened or what could have happened if they were able to play in the big leagues at that time. But the Negro Leagues was definitely a special era of what players went through and how well they played the game of baseball. So if the Nashville Stars is a real thing and I'm able to be a part of it and it really is a real thing, I would get very excited about it.
Last thing, Tony, among all the other things that's going on in 2020 is this pandemic thing. How has that been? This is not a normal season for you guys. How has that been going through, you know, empty ballparks and all that?
It's honestly, I knew what I was getting myself into, but I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Mask everywhere. Can't play cards on the plane. Teammates can't meet up in other rooms together. You know, traveling, you have to have a mask to and from. I think the hardest part for me is, like, when you're really building chemistry with teams and, you know, for example, we had a homestand sweep against, I think it was the Angels and the Astros earlier in the season, and we fly into a new city. And usually that's a time where you kind of get the whole team and go out to a team dinner and, you know, get a back room and have, you know, that's where the camaraderie happens. And you can't even do that. And I think that's the hardest thing for me is not being able to be with the teammates off the field and really connect on a, you know, on a chemistry level. So it's definitely been a challenge, man. It's definitely been a challenge. Being in the cage and having to pick up all the balls with your gloves on and stuff like that, it's been a challenge, but all the guys here have been very cooperative because, you know, we know how much we love the game of baseball and we know how much this means to us. So we've been fighting through it and we've been getting through it, and I'm sure all the guys are ready to have some fans back in the stands to bring some energy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I've been to that ballpark. In fact, these guys know it. I saw R.A. Dickey when he was pitching for the Blue Jays versus Sonny Gray, little Nashville versus Nashville, at that home. And it's crazy. They got the flags. It's like a soccer game. I mean, it's loud. They're chanting and singing. It's a great atmosphere. Obviously, the stadium is huge, but, you know, it's a great atmosphere. How weird is it, you know, to not have any of that going on? You haven't been able to experience that yet.
Yeah, it's definitely different. You definitely have to get your mindset in a whole different realm. For me, it's, you know, usually I'm trying to feed off the energy of the crowd, and so you kind of have to, I've kind of been pretending like I'm in the minor leagues and I'm in low A and there's no fans in the crowd, and how did I get myself mentally prepared to play a game, you know, with no fans, going from playing in the SEC in Omaha to playing in front of 25 fans. So it's been a true challenge, but it's been good. I'd say one of the best parts about it is being able to hear the crack of the bat with no fans in the stands. That's probably the most beautiful thing about it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Hey, good to hear your voice again. Good to catch up. Keep up the great work. And by the way, keep up the great work on the field, too. You guys are absolutely crushing it. This your best record in the American League. I think second best record in baseball. So great job to this point, and we'll talk to you soon down the road.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for using that plus one effect. Honestly, it does mean a lot, and continue to, you know, be this light in this world. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Tony. As former Commodore, now
let's just say it, those,
the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, those T-shirts are still available. If you just go to Tony's Twitter, at Tony Kemp, it's easy to find. Just Google it or just pull it up on Twitter if you're on there. There's a lot of ways to do it. It's easy to grab the T-shirt. You know, he's got the website, the link right there. I did it. I got T-shirts for the whole family. I'm having a little trouble. Me and my son. My son's over 6 feet tall now. It's pretty crazy. So we actually wear the same size T-shirt. So sometimes I got to figure out, am I wearing his T-shirt or my T-shirt? But they are in the heavy rotation in the Donick House right now. But the plus one effect, and like you said, Darren, it's a conversation piece, right? It gets you in the mindset. When you put that T-shirt on, you think about it yourself. That's good awareness. And then somebody you bump into, as you said, they're inevitably going to ask you, hey, what does that mean? What is the plus one effect? And then, boom, you tell them, and the process starts.
There's no doubt about it. That has been my experience wearing it out. I absolutely get approached every time. It's without fail. And it's usually multiple times of, hey, that's a cool shirt. Like, what does that mean? And I love to tell them about it. So it happens every single time. By the way, we've got a tornado warning for Davidson County. Tornado
yes.
warning for Davidson County
it is,
until 1:15.
It is, this rotation that they're looking at is right around where I am on the west side. So the Charlotte Pike area, they're kind of showing it right now that there is some rotation. So just be aware, get to your safe place. And if I step away for a second, you guys know why.
Well, we may step away as a show just to let everybody know. We may do that on the other side to wrap up the hour. We'll do that. We'll come back and wrap up the third hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.